last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over. Life is like a song, oh yeah. At last, the sky.
Okay, so if you were just listening to that song and you were going, wow, who is that? That is not a 25-year-old or a 30-year-old or a 35-year-old. That is 12-year-old Raquel Garcia, and she is in studio here at KUVO. Thank you so much for joining me here today, Raquel.
Thank you very much for this invitation. It's such a great pleasure, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, so it's summertime. A lot of kids are out, you know, running around, having fun, and, you know, but you're doing your own version of fun. You've been singing at plenty of places. You know, I know I spoke to somebody at the mayor's office because I was there the day that the mayor did his State of the City address, and you sang John Lennon's Imagine, and you just wowed me and so many other people.
Yeah.
This amazing voice from 12 years old. How long have you been singing? When did you start?
Well, I mean, since I was 3 years old, I don't know. The music has always, like, called me. It's always been, like, a passion for me. So since I was 3 years old, like, I've always sang to myself. And, like, about a year or two, I started, you know, working towards that dream that I have. And, well, we're working towards it. So we hope everything's going nice and... I'm just working really hard for my dream that I have.
You've done stuff for the mayor's office. So,
yeah.
And who else have you done some stuff for?
Here in Denver, Colorado, I've sung for lots of political people, lots of mayors, like the Westminster mayor. I've sung for the Arvada mayor. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot that it's hard to remember. It's been great, you know. I've sung for a lot of political people, and also in the Spanish community. I'm also well-known in the Spanish community. Lots of people like me a lot. So, you know, I'm working towards it.
And I can see why a lot of people like you a lot. I mean, your pipes are just amazing.
Thank you.
So, you know, like I said, other people are running around having fun, quote-unquote, this summer. This is your fun. Is this your passion? Is this what you want to do when you grow up? You want to be a professional singer or?
Yeah, I want to keep on doing this. And how you said, you know, while lots of kids are running around, I'm doing what I really love. So for me, lots of people ask me and they're like, oh, don't you think it's too much? Don't you think it's too much work? While other kids are like having a normal life. For me, this is a normal life. For me, this is like, my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, this is my normal life, and I just love it.
You just love it. Okay.
Yeah.
You're like a fish to water, so to speak. Yeah. It takes up with you. So how did you get involved with going? I mean, you've got Westminster mayor, Arvada mayor, Denver mayor. How are you getting involved with, you know, singing for all these bigwigs and all these hot shots?
It's a long story, honestly.
We have time, so tell us.
How I said, like, a year ago, I started my career, and it was an event for a girl who was dying of cancer.
Okay.
She had a wish that she wanted to go to Disneyland before she died. So they were picking up funds, and one of her friends, she said, oh my God, I just really love your singing, because I never sang to the public. I always sang only for my family. And that day she said, I want you to be in my event. So since that time, invitations have never stopped. And this time I've met all of these mayors, and they've loved it, and they said, oh my God, I want you to sing for me. And, you know, we've never called them. They've been the ones who have called us and sent us invitations to come sing for them. So that's a great thing for me.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the best or the funnest event you've done so far?
For me, everything is fun. Yeah. For me, I don't have a favorite one. Since, as long as I'm singing and I'm up there on the stage, for me, everything's fun.
So what made you, you know, I know because when I was a kid, I'd sing and stuff like that, you know, but there's things that's the hobby. It's like, oh, you know, and that's your hobby, you know, but this is going to be your profession. So what made you interested in that, you know, like want to get into singing?
I don't know. I mean, I've always thought that, you know, behind this career, I believe that I have a mission that I have to accomplish. And I feel like that mission is to bring a message of peace and love to all the public. So I feel like I've been called to this, and I feel like that's been my mission, and I think that's part of it has been calling me, and part of it makes up my mind that I have to do this, that I makes me think that I have this mission to complete.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, it's a really good mission, because I feel like music just speaks to people's souls. It can just bring, like even like with dancing, it can just stir up just so many emotions and so many different things. So now you sing, but do you write your own music as well?
I do write my own music.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So how many songs have you written?
I've written like about 5 or 6. I'm really working towards it, you know, and I'm trying hard, and I'm trying hard to compose my music, and I'm doing it. So hopefully everything, and hopefully sooner or later, we'll have those songs out in the public, and I hope they all liked it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, so what inspires you when you sit down to write a song? What inspires you to write?
Well, I mean, I've heard lots of stories, you know, because my dad's a marriage counselor. Okay. And so I've heard lots of stories from people, like, and so, like, that inspires me, because, like, for an example, I feel like I go to another world. And I think to myself, what would this person be feeling if this happened to it? Mm-hmm. So I start thinking, I feel like I change into that character who's like living through this problem. And I feel like I'm that person.
Okay.
So I start writing what I would feel, what I think the person is living through. And that's how I compose my music.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's good inspiration. Yeah. And I think that's good because you can just build on and build on. So who's your favorite artist?
I have lots of favorite artists. I mean, all of them are like amazing. As long as they're artists and they do art with their voice and the stage stuff, mm-hmm. for me, I admire them.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's great. That's great. Okay. Well, you know what? I know you started, when we started this interview, you were singing Etta James at last.
Yeah.
And so I know you've brought another song. We'd love to hear you sing that as well. And before we get to that, who is the person you'll be singing? What song will you be singing?
This is a Spanish song. Mm-hmm. It's called Contigo en la Distancia. Basically what this song talks about is about she's singing to a loved one. And she's saying that she can't live without him, not even a day, and that the day is boring and the world, like, it stops for a moment if that person's not next to her. So basically this song is talking about that. Mm-hmm. And it's sung by Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
Yeah. And, well, I hope you guys like it and enjoy it.
Great. And then also real quickly, I know you mentioned Christina Aguilera. So have you ever thought about going on like American Idol or The Voice or anything like that?
I have been thinking about it. Actually, this year, I got invited to the Voice Kids Mexico.
Okay.
Oh. And I was going there. The problem we had was with my passport. My dad's name wasn't right on the birth certificate. Okay. They wanted us there like they called us like 3 days before. And they were like, I need you like the next day probably if it's better. And like we didn't have anything ready. So since on my birth certificate, my dad's name was written wrong. They said they had to fix that. And it took about 30 days.
Oh.
So I couldn't make it there on time. But hopefully this coming year, I'm going to be there because they said the invitation's still open. So hopefully we'll be there.
Okay, go represent Denver proudly. Yeah. And I'm going to cross my fingers, my everything. Okay. So I'm sorry. The song by Christina Aguilera. What is again?
It's called Contigo en la Distancia.
Okay, great. And we'll go ahead and we'll get that started so you can go ahead and sing your lovely song for us.
No hay bella melodía. Surjas tú y no puedo escucharla si no la escuchas tú. Es que te has convertido en parte de mi alma. Ya nada me consuela si no estás tú también. Oh. I hope you guys liked it.
Thank you so much, Raquel. Thank you for stopping by our studios, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you very much for this interview. It was such a great pleasure, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
And we'll close out with your performance of John Lennon's Imagine that you did at Mayor Hancock's State of the City Address.
Imagine all the people living for today. Ooh. Imagine there's no countries. I wonder if you can. Nothing to kill.